This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Burkina Faso Security Ministry said in a statement, unidentified armed men killed five police officers in an attack on security forces in northern Burkina Faso in the early hours of Sunday, in which around 15 of the attackers died. The incident occurred in the borderlands near Mali, where Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have increased attacks in recent years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Islamist attacks have surged across Africa's Sahel region, killing thousands and driving millions from their homes in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. About 1.2 million people have been displaced by the violence in Burkina Faso alone. Algeria on Sunday expressed, quote, profound regret at what it called an unbalanced UN Security Council resolution, calling on all sides to resume talks toward a solution in disputed Western Sahara. Algeria backs a group which seeks independence in Western Sahara, and in August broke off relations with Morocco over various accusations of hostile acts. Morocco controls nearly 80% of the arid and sparsely populated territory, which was under Spain's jurisdiction until 1975. The United Nations resolution called for the parties to resume negotiations, quote, without preconditions and in good faith, in search of a just, lasting, and mutually acceptable political solution. It also renewed for another year the UN mission for the referendum in Western Sahara, established in 1991. Morocco's foreign minister on Friday welcomed the text, saying it, quote, specifies the real parties to the conflict by calling for Algeria to take part. This is VOA News. Pakistan's government and an outlawed radical Islamist party Sunday reached an agreement to end a 10-day long and at times deadly violent rally calling for the closure of France's embassy and the release of the party's leader. Thousands of supporters of the outlawed party marched from Lahore on October 22nd toward the capital, Islamabad. They demanded the expulsion of France's envoy to Pakistan over publication of cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad in France. The protest march saw supporters clash with police at several points along the way. At least seven police officers and four demonstrators were killed. The violence erupted a day after the government of Prime Minister Imran Khan said it would not accept the Islamist demand to close the French embassy and expel the French envoy. Japanese media reported on Sunday a man was detained after a knife and fire attack on a train in Tokyo, with at least eight people reportedly injured and one in serious condition. Media outlets, including public broadcaster NHK, said the man started a fire on the train. A video posted on Twitter showed people climbing through windows to escape the train at a station. Kyoto News said on Sunday that 15 people had been injured in the attack, with NHK reporting a lower number of eight. Violent crime is rare in Japan, but in August, nine people were wounded, one of them seriously, in a stabbing attack on a commuter train in Tokyo, with the suspect later handing himself in after fleeing the scene. Japan has strict gun laws, but there are occasional violent crimes involving other weapons. Church leaders in eastern Indonesia called for calm Sunday as thousands fled to shelters after a two-year-old boy was killed in a firefight between government troops and independence-seeking rebels. The rest of region at the easternmost edge of the Southeast Asian nation has been the scene of intermittent clashes for decades in one of the world's longest-running insurgencies. Indonesian authorities said this week a two-year-old boy was killed in an exchange of gunfire, while a six-year-old was hospitalized for bullet wounds sustained during a firefight, and there were later claims the rebels tried to take control of a local airport. And the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow formally opened Sunday, a day before leaders from around the world gather in Scotland's biggest city to lay out their vision for addressing the common challenge of global warming. The meeting will see negotiators from almost 200 countries try to tackle issues left hanging since the 2015 Paris Climate Accord was forged and ratchet up their efforts to limit global temperatures rise. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.